Book 2, Audio Tour, Parts 2 and 3. 2. Now listen to the following extracts. Each sentence can correspond to one or more photos. After the jingle, raise your hand to give the number of the picture or pictures concerned. Ready? Let's go.
The wages are often low for waiters and waitresses, so tips are really important. Which picture or pictures?
We were talking about the waitresses in picture 3. Teenagers go door to door and offer their services to their neighbours. Which picture or pictures?
Well, that could be picture 1, the boys with the shovels, or picture 5. The dog walker. Got that? Great. Teenagers are allowed to start work at 7 a.m, so they can work before they go to school. Which picture is it?
Well, that could be picture 1. You could shovel snow early in the morning so people can get out of their houses safely. That could also be number 3. As the waitresses could serve breakfast in the diner before going to school. And that's definitely number 4, as paper boys and paper girls work early in the morning. And lastly, picture 5. This girl could take the dogs for a morning walk before school. In most English-speaking countries, teenagers often put adverts in local shops or in local newspapers, saying they can cut grass, wash cars, babysit, etc. Which picture or pictures?
This could be said about picture 1 and picture 5. Young people look for jobs that don't require qualifications. Which picture?
Well, that could probably concern every single picture here. Pictures 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. You don't need a diploma to shovel snow, to stock shelves, to be a waitress in a diner, to deliver newspapers or to walk dogs. 3. In most English-speaking countries, nearly 40% of teenagers get most of their pocket money from odd jobs or part-time jobs. Amazing, isn't it? But there are laws to make sure teenagers are not too exhausted to keep up with their schoolwork. Listen carefully and note down information about rules and regulations, then tell the class.
In Britain and North America, teenagers are allowed to start work at 7 a.m, so they can work before they go to school.
In Britain, teenagers between 13 and 15 are allowed to work 2 hours a day on school days and 5 hours on Saturdays. And they can work 25 hours a week during the holidays.
On school days, American teenagers under 16 can work up to 3 hours. But when there's no school, they can work up to 40 hours a week. There are no work hour limitations for 16 and 17-year-olds. So they sometimes do too many hours and they're exhausted.
That's all for now. Thank you for taking this audio tour.